Jeremiah chapter 40. We are going to start from verse 1.
The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord after that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had let him go from Ramah when he had taken him, being bound in chains among all that were carried away captive of Jerusalem and Judah, which were carried away captive unto Babylon. And the captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said unto him, The Lord thy God hath pronounced this evil upon this place. Now the Lord hath brought it and done according as he hath said. Because ye have sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed his voice, therefore this thing has come upon you. And now, behold, I loose thee this day from the chains which were upon thine hand. If it seem good unto thee to come with me into Babylon, come, and I will look well unto thee. But if it seem ill unto thee to come with me into Babylon, forbear. Behold, all the land is before thee. Whither it seemeth good and convenient for thee to go, thither go.
Jeremiah is free. We already studied in chapter 39. He was free. But still, these Babylonian people didn't do anything about it. But now, the Babylonian's captain comes to Jeremiah because they were taking these people now to Babylon. So many Jewish people were arrested, and now they are captive, and they are going to Babylon. Some of the people, guards and other guards, they didn't know who the Jeremiah was. So they brought everybody in chain. And Jeremiah also was in chain. Before that, he was in the prison in the king's palace. But now he's coming with other people. He's also in chain. So here comes the captain of the guard. This is some Babylonians. Captain. So now he comes to Jeremiah and he said, listen, you know what? All this evil came upon your people because of sin. And you did not listen to God. And that's why this happened to your people. And I was surprised listening to this guard, how this guard came to know this is the punishment for the Jewish people not listening to God and not obeying God. Can you imagine? Even the heathen people get the message that we should not be doing this kind of thing, but God's own people not doing the right thing. And sometimes the heathen people will tell you, if you are a Christian, why are you doing all these things? Same way this captain saying to Jeremiah, you were preaching all along, nobody listened, and now they are in trouble. That's why this disaster came, and that's why your God gave the in charge to Nebuchadnezzar to take these people as a captive, to give them a lesson. And so he is telling, but for you, I want you to make up your own mind. You want to come with me? I will treat you nice. I will take care of you. I will not kill you, that means. But if you want to go, you are free to go. This land is yours. Actually, now this land is under Nebuchadnezzar. So they can do anything they want. But they said, now we are giving you freedom to go wherever you want to go. Jeremiah has to make a decision. Jeremiah didn't go to God, did not ask God yet, God, what should I do? Shall I go to Egypt? Shall I go to Babylon? Or shall I stay here? He did not ask. So now this heathen man giving him advice what to do. Verse 5.
Now while he was not yet gone back, he said, Go back also to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon hath made governor over the cities of Judah, and dwell with him among the people, or go wheresoever it seemeth convenient unto thee to go.
Now he is giving him choice again. King Nebuchadnezzar made the Gedaliah as a governor. Now he's under Babylonian king. So whoever is under them, or under him, they will be not punished or not harassed or not killed. So you can go with him, stay in the governor's palace. We will tell the governor to stay with you. Or you can go free and live wherever you want, where other people are living. So they were other people, poor people, living there, and Babylonian people didn't take these poor people. And they gave them land and vineyard and everything. So they were doing all right. And if you remember, Jeremiah just bought the property in Benjamin's place. So I believe Jeremiah went there. Jeremiah said, okay, I'm going. Reason I'll tell you why. Because when Gedaliah get killed, Jeremiah was not there. Okay, verse 6.
I didn't finish verse 5, actually. Now while he was not yet gone back, he said, go back also to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon hath made governor over the cities of Judah, and to dwell with him among the people, or go wheresoever it seemeth convenient unto thee to go. So the captain of the guard gave him victuals and a reward and let him go.
So now captain said, you make a decision, go wherever you want to go. And he gave him reward and he gave him some food. Now he respected him, he gave him ration, and he gave him money to survive. So Jeremiah got a blessing from the heathen person. He cared about him, he gave him the food, gave him the money, and gave him the freedom wherever he wants to go and live. And so now Jeremiah is free to go, and he is already gone. Verse 6.
Then went Jeremiah unto Gedaliah the son of Ahikam to Mizpah, and dwelt with him among the people that were left in the land.
Now here he's saying, even though he went to Gedaliah, but he did not live in his palace, he lived with the people of the land. So he wanted to be free. So now he's free, he's enjoying his life, but see what's happening to the rest of the people. Verse 7.
Now when all the captains of the forces which were in the fields, even they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah the son of Ahikam governor in the land, and had committed unto him men and women and children and of the poor of the land, of them that were not carried away captive to Babylon.
Now these are the people who were not carried to Babylon. So what they did, they ran for their life, and they went to some different surrounding countries. But God already told them, wherever you go, you will be killed. You better go to Babylon. If you don't go to Babylon, whatever country you go, you will be killed. You will be destroyed. But these people are thinking, wow, we are safe. So now there is a governor. We can go and stay with him and we will have peace. And that's why surrounding area people start coming to the governor. They thought, now we will be safe. Let's read verse 8.
Then they came to Gedaliah, to Mizpah, even Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and Johanan, and Jonathan the sons of Kareah, and Sariah the son of Tanhumeth, and the sons of Ephi the Netophathite, and Jezaniah the son of Amakathite, they and their men.
Now all these people coming to Gedaliah, coming to governor's place, thinking they will be safe. And many people came. And this Ishmael, the name Ishmael sounds Muslim. But I did some research and found out he is not a Muslim. I'll tell you in the next chapter. So this man is the David's son. But he is not the his wife's son, he is one of the concubine's son. So now Ishmael is thinking in his mind, Gedaliah is not from my father's house. So why he should be governor? I'm going to go and kill him. And I can be governor. That might be his thought. Now he is living with the Ammonites. And because he was the David's son, Ammonite people may be giving him respect, and they made him some of the officers in their kingdom. Now these people said, you know what? We have to get rid of this Gedaliah. What are we going to do? So Ishmael says, I'll go and I'll kill him. So this was the plan. Ishmael came here to kill Gedaliah. And so let's see what happens. Verse 9.
And Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, sware unto them and to their men, saying, fear not to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you.
Now here the Gedaliah makes the promise to all these people. And what he's saying, you know what? You're free to live in this land. I'm the governor. I'm working for Babylonian king. And so as long as you people respect Babylonian people, you will be having no problem. So I promise you, I will not hurt you, not kill you, not destroy you, but you flourish here. That's the way he made an oath. Not knowing who are these people coming, and if your enemy came and you made an oath, you won't be able to kill your enemy either. So he made the foolish oath to please the people that if you come, I will not kill you, I will not destroy you, and you will be living safe and be happy. Let's read the verse 10.
As for me, behold, I will dwell at Mizpah to serve the Chaldeans, which will come unto us. But ye gather ye wine and summer fruits and oil and put them in your vessels and dwell in your cities that ye have taken.
Now he is saying, listen, I'm working for Chaldeans, but this land is ours. Come, get the grapes, get the oil, get the harvest, and store it for yourself. No tax. You don't have to give it to me or governor or anything. This is all yours. It was a good freedom. Get the grapes, get the harvest, everything. You don't have to give it to the government. So the people start coming to this place. See what happens. Verse 11.
Likewise, when all the Jews that were in Moab and among the Ammonites and in Edom and that were in all the countries heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant of Judah and that he had set over them Gedaliah the son of Ahikam the son of Shaphan.
Now this news went to all other states, all other countries. Hey, Gedaliah is a governor. He has given us freedom. And do harvest. Get your fruits. Be happy. No taxes, nothing, live freely, nobody will destroy you, and nobody will kill you. So when this news came, many Jewish people came to this land where Gedaliah was. Verse 12.
Even all the Jews returned out of all places whither they were driven, and came to the land of Judah, to Gedaliah, unto Mizpah, and gathered wine and summer fruits very much.
See, they came, got the harvest. They are rejoicing, they are happy. They forgot that God told them, if you hide yourself, you go anywhere, and you don't go to Babylon, the sword will be after you. And so they didn't know they came here, but now they are trapped. Verse 13.
Moreover, Johanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces that were in the fields came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, and said unto him, dost thou certainly know that Baalis the king of the Ammonites hath sent Ishmael the son of Nethaniah to slay thee? But Gedaliah the son of Ahikam believed them not.
Now here is a man, Johanan, comes to the Gedaliah, the governor. He gives him a news. Not only him, there are other people came with him. All these people went to the governor and said, we have a news for you. The one of the man came here, his name is Ishmael. This man is sent by the king, Baalis. He is the Ammonites king. And he sent the Ishmael to kill you. And so he gave the warning. governor already promised people, I'm not going to kill you. I make an oath. I promise you, I don't kill you, I don't destroy you. Live peaceably. So now he's in puzzle. Instead of saying, thank you, giving me good news, I'm going to keep in my mind, and I'm going to warn my officers. And there were people there, like Babylonian army, protecting Gedaliah. So he's supposed to gather those armies and tell them, there is a man called Ishmael, and I heard that he's going to kill me. So please keep eye on that person. He's supposed to say something or do something. But the person who brought the news, he says, I don't believe what you're saying. So he made other person guilty. You're a liar. I don't want to hear this. See what happens, verse 15.
Then Johanan, the son of Kareah, spake to Gedaliah in Mizpah secretly, saying, let me go, I pray thee, and I will slay Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and no man shall know it. Wherefore should he slay thee, that all the Jews which are gathered unto thee should be scattered, and the remnant in Judah perish?
Okay, now this Johanan got some kind of idea. He came to Gedaliah, and he said, listen, all the people told you the Ishmael is going to kill you. You don't want to kill him. You made an oath. But give me a chance. I go myself and I'll kill him, and nobody will even notice, because nobody knows that I am his enemy. So I'm going to kill him, and nobody will know it. And he gave another warning. He said, listen, if you think that Ishmael is not going to kill you, well, let me tell you, he is here to kill you. And when he kills you, he's going to kill all the Jewish people who are with you right now. So all these Jewish people will be scattered, and all the Judah's people will perish. So take my advice. And please, give me a chance to go and kill that guy, Ishmael. This was a good suggestion. He didn't take it. The same time, I thought, this man supposed to get warning and tell other people to keep watch on this person, because this is a warning coming, and so we have to be alert. But he did not do anything like that. He did not listen. He did not take warning. He did not make any arrangement to keep him safe. So see what happens. Verse 16.
But Gedaliah the son of Ahikam said unto Jonathan the son of Kareah, thou shalt not do this thing, for thou speakest falsely of Ishmael.
Now again Gedaliah says to Johanan, you know what? Don't kill this Ishmael. You telling me falsely. You're giving me this false advice. And he did not take his advice. And he did not allow anyone to kill Ishmael. So this is what's happening. And we don't take the warning. We don't take anybody's advice. And that's why we get into trouble. If you do not identify your enemy, how are you going to kill the enemy? You have to know who your enemy is. Now, this man identified the enemies. Ishmael is your enemy. Ishmael came here to kill you. If you don't want to kill, I will kill. But he did not listen to anyone. And there is the chapter finishes, Jeremiah chapter 40. And we are going to start Jeremiah chapter 41, verse 1.
Now it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the seed royal, and the princes of the king, even 10 men with him, came unto Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah, and there they did eat bread together in Mizpah.
Now see, all these people, maybe Gedaliah invited and give them the party, feast. Come and eat food with us. So all these people came, they invited, and Ishmael also is invited. Now when you come to the dinner party, in the olden days they had a rule. You have to wear the garment, special garment, when you're sitting. Today also some people do, when you go to dinner, they give you napkins, so you have to cover your clothes so you will not be destroying your suit or jacket or something like that. So when you should have some kind of system, when the person comes with a sword or a gun, some places when you go and you have overcoat, they try to take your overcoat. And you said, oh no, no, don't take my overcoat. The people get a little bit suspicious. Maybe he has a gun in there. Maybe he's hiding something. Why he doesn't allow me to take his overcoat? And so you have to see the custom of the place. If the custom is that way, and if you're thinking they will take your overcoat, take your keys, take your wallet, put it in a different thing, and give the empty jacket to them. And so that's the safest way to live. And so when these people came, how many people? 10 people came with the Ishmael. There might be some more Jewish people are invited for dinner. So all the people came, and these people come with a sword and a dinner party. When they're sitting at the dinner, maybe they ate the food, and see what happens. Verse 2.
Then arose Ishmael the son of Nethaniah and the 10 men that were with him, and smote Gedaliah the son of Ahikam the son of Shaphan with the sword, and slew him, whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land.
See what he did? He rose from the food eating. Now his stomach is full, and other people already full. They are not going to run away. So now they are enjoying the food, so let kill them. And they kill the governor and all surrounding people, and all invited guests and whoever there was there. What he did, but just think that one room, 100 people were there eating the dinner. Now, if you let one person get loose and go, he will tell the police or he will tell somebody what's happening. But what they did, maybe they close all the doors and windows, nobody should run, and kill everybody. Not a single person was left. See what happened? If you do not take the advice of wise people, if you do not take the advice of other people and who they are keeping their life on the line to save you and save Israeli people, you don't take advice of that person, what happened? All the people die like a fool. Not only them, see who are other people are dying. Verse 3.
Ishmael also slew all the Jews that were with him, even with Gedaliah at Mizpah, and the Chaldeans that were found there, and the men of war.
See, he killed all the Jewish people. He killed all the people who were with him. Not only that, the people of war, Chaldean people, means Babylonian people, were there to watch. You have to have the wisdom to how to run the country. Babylonian people, they were wise. They keep the Babylonian warrior to protect Gedaliah. But the Gedaliah did a foolish thing. He's supposed to say to this warrior, you know what? You are the Babylonian soldiers. You are here to protect me and this governor's palace. Now somebody gave me advice that this Ishmael is going to kill me. But I cannot kill him because I made an oath that I'm not going to kill anybody who comes to party or who comes to my town. So my hands are tied. But you are foreigners. You better watch and protect me and take care of these people. They would have checked everybody who has the sword. Take the sword out. You're going for dinner. And nobody will be there. Not only that, this guard will be guarding them with a sword, and this would not happen. But sometimes people do not listen, and do foolish things, and they paid the price. Another thing I was thinking, as I said earlier, even though these people came from different lands or enemies' land, they were running from the Babylonian king, Nebuchadnezzar. But God said, anywhere you go, the sword will not leave you. So you better listen to me and go with the Babylonian people. They didn't do it. So now they are all got killed. Many of them got killed. Okay, verse 4.
And it came to pass the second day after he had slain Gedaliah, and no man knew it.
Now, see, second day happened. But nobody knows governor is killed. Why? Because all the doors and windows were closed, and all the people were slaughtered. So there was nobody to go outside to tell the governor and all the people are killed. So he's safe. Now he heard. Who? Ishmael heard. There are 80 people coming from Israeli towns or Judah's town. They are coming here to worship. They are coming here to give sacrifice to God. So now he heard that 80 people coming. Now see how he plays the trick. Let's read the verse 5.
Then there came certain from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 80 men having their beards shaven and their clothes rent, and having cut themselves, with offerings and incense in their hand, to bring them to the house of the Lord.
There are 80 people are coming. They are a little bit sorrowful that we didn't listen to Jeremiah. We did not go to Babylon. But now this is the prayer time. This is a Passover time. They torn their clothes. They shaved their head. They wounded their bodies. And they were repenting. And they were coming to worship. This man goes and say, hey, you came to see Gedaliah? Let's go and see him. And he fakely crying, I don't know why he was crying. He's saying, you repenting, I repent with you. So you are all my friends. Come on, I'll take you to Gedaliah. But he is not telling them, I already killed Gedaliah, I already killed all the people, and I'm going to kill you too. But he didn't say anything like that. He deceived them and brought them to the city. See what happens, verse 6.
And Ishmael the son of Nethaniah went forth from Mizpah to meet them, weeping all along as he went, and it came to pass as he met them. He said unto them, come to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam.
Now he's telling them, he's crying, he's weeping, he's telling them, come on in. You want to see the governor? And so those people didn't know who this man was, what he was going to do. Verse 7.
And it was so, when they came into the midst of the city, that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah slew them, and cast them into the midst of the pit, he and the men that were with him.
Now 80 people were there, he killed 70 people. The 10 people are a little bit wiser. They said, hey, don't kill us. We have hidden some treasure for you. Some food, some oil, some honey and everything hidden for you. So please don't kill us. So he said, okay, I'm not going to kill you, but he killed 70 people. Verse 8.
But 10 men were found among them that said unto Ishmael, slay us not, for we have treasures in the field of wheat and of barley and of oil and of honey. So he forbore and slew them not among their brethren.
10 people were saved. 70 people were killed because this man is selfish. When they say, we have barley, we have wheat, we have honey, we have oil, we'll give it to you, okay, then I'm not going to kill you. If all the 70 people would have said the same thing, they would have been saved. These people were not lying. These people really bought these things to worship the Lord. And so they said, don't kill us. So he did not kill them, but he killed 70 people. And they said there was a big ditch was made by King Asa. He was afraid of Israeli king. So I don't know how big it was. And so Ishmael killed all these people and put it in the ditch. Like a burial ground already. Burial ground was already digged for these people. So it was easy for them to put all these people in that ditch or that pit. Verse 9.
Now the pit wherein Ishmael had cast all the dead bodies of the men whom he had slain because of Gedaliah was it which Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha king of Israel. And Ishmael the son of Nethaniah filled it with them that were slain.
Can you imagine? All this pit was filled with the people, dead people. Maybe some people were killed in the governor's palace, and these people, now the ditch is all filled with the dead people. And he is saying, this ditch or this pit was made by King Asa, that he was afraid of King Baasha, the Israeli king. Somebody made this pit, and this man was easily, like somebody made it for him, dig their own graveyard. And all these people were killed and already buried in that ditch. See, people do not understand. Sometimes we blame Ishmael or blame Gedaliah or blame somebody, but the root cause was they were running from the message of Jeremiah. They're supposed to say, Lord, we are going to listen to Jeremiah. We are going to go to Babylon. We will be safe. But God says, wherever you go, you will be killed. And they were brought to Judah and killed there because they could not go to Babylon. Verse 10.
Then Ishmael carried away captive the residue of the people that were in Mizpah, even the king's daughters and all the people that remained in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had committed to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, carried them away captive and departed to go over to the Ammonites.
Now what this Ishmael is doing, he is not satisfied. He killed the governor, he killed many people, he killed the visitors who came to worship. Now what he is doing, he gathered all the people who came from different countries, Israeli people. Now he said, I'm going to take you to Ammonites, because Ammonites king sent this person, Ishmael, to get rid of governor. Now he did that. Now he wants to say, all these people I bought it, now they will be your captive. And so he wanted to get name that I did a great job when you send me there. And so now he taking all these Israeli people. And who are these? They said, even the king's daughters left behind. Many, some of the warriors and some of the good citizens, they are all captured, and now they are following. And how many people are there to take them? Ishmael had only 10. Can you imagine? 10 people, and now he is taking thousands of people, follow me. So I don't know, he might have kept 2 people in the back and some people in the front, but 10 people trying to take thousands of people captive. We should not be allowing enemy to take over. So they are all going. Now see what happens. Verse 11.
But when Johanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces that were with him heard of all the evil that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had done.
Now see, this is same man told the governor, this Ishmael is a crooked man. He came to kill you. You give me chance, I'll kill him, and I will save all the Israeli people. Gedaliah did not listen to him. Now he took his own life in his hand. And he told other people, let's go and kill that Ishmael or arrest the Ishmael. And he convinced all the armies and all the warriors of Israel to follow with him, and he became a leader. See what he's doing. Verse 12.
Then they took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and found by him the great waters that are in Gibeon. Now it came to pass that when all the people which were with Ishmael saw Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, then they were glad.
These Israeli people saw Johanan coming with the Israeli army, coming with the Israeli warrior. They got so happy. Instead of going this way, they turned back, coming to Johanan. Now, this Ishmael had only 10 people. So maybe two of the people got killed by Johanan's warrior. So the Ishmael got scared because there was a pool of water, and if these people surround them, they have no way to go and go into the pool and drown. So they ran for their life, and where did they went? They went to Ammonite's place. And this Johanan saved all these people and brought those people back. Let's read verse 12.
So all the people that Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah cast about and returned, and went unto Johanan the son of Kareah. But Ishmael the son of Nethaniah escaped from Johanan with 8 men, and went to the Ammonites. Then took Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, all the remnant of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, from Mizpah, after that he had slain Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, even mighty men of war, and the women, and the children, and the eunuchs, whom he had brought again from Gibeon.
Okay, see what happened here. This Johanan saved all these people. He would have killed that Ishmael, but what happened? He might be leading, and when these people are coming, and the people start coming backward, instead of following them, he ran for his life. And the 8 people, they went to the Ammonites. But thank God, all these people were saved by Johanan. Each and every person, if these people were not saved by Johanan, they would have been killed. They would have been taken to another country. And they would have been destroyed. But all those people, one man saved. He's a courageous man, good man, but you will be seeing this same good man in the next chapter becomes the foolish man. See, sometimes God gives you wisdom, God gives you grace, but when you do something great, you get puffed up. Hey, I saved all these people. All these people are my people. They are going to listen to me. Now I'm going to be king. Something like that, he got puffed up. Now what he's saying, let's read the verse 17.
And they departed and dwelt in the habitation of Chimham, which is by Bethlehem, to go to enter into Egypt.
Now they're coming to Bethlehem, and if you remember, Jesus and his mother and Joseph ran to Egypt from Bethlehem. From that I thought they might be easiest way to go to Egypt from Bethlehem. Israeli people, when they coming from Egypt, it took 40 years to come to Israeli places. They go around and around. But from Bethlehem, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus went easily. So this man says, what we're going to do, we are going to camp in Bethlehem. And our plan to go to Egypt. See, God brought you out of Egypt with all this trouble. Now you are easily going back to Egypt. Even though you thinking, oh, Egyptians are good now, they are not our enemies. Our enemy is Babylonian. And so all around these Muslim people are there, and Ishmael come and kill us. So let's go to the Babylon. No, I'm sorry. Let's go to Egypt. And now he is trying to mesmerize. I'm talking about Johanan. Trying to teach people, hey, listen, the safest way to go to Egypt. And so now this, talking to those people, verse 18.
because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, because Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had slain Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon made governor in the land.
Now what he's trying to teach these people, you know what, people? Why are we going to Egypt? Because Chaldean, Babylonian people made the Gedaliah as a governor, and he was governor, but Ishmael came and killed him. And Babylonian people could not save him. So even the Babylonian people make another person governor, same thing is going to happen. So easiest way to do, run to Egypt. That's what they were thinking. And chapter finishes there, but I promise you, I'll tell you who this Ishmael is. So go to the 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 13 to 16.
And David took him more concubines and wives out of Jerusalem after he was come from Hebron, and there were yet sons and daughters born to David. And these be the names of those that were born unto him in Jerusalem: Shammah and Shobab and Nathan and Solomon. Ippar also and Elishua and Nepheg and Japhia and Elishama and Eliada and Eliphelet.
You see this name? Elishama? Okay, now go to the Jeremiah chapter 41 and verse 1.
Now it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the seed royal.
And see, son of, what is his name here? Elishama? Is there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now this Elishama sound like his Ishmael's grandfather. But it's not Ishmael's grandfather, because David's son, he's one of the concubines' son. So there are hundreds of years passed. But when he says son of Elishama, that means his root is royal seed. He says in there, seed of royal. Is 41 chapter verse 1. Royal seed. So this Ishmael was the son of concubines, and his roots, means his forefather, they were Elishama. So he was thinking, I am the David's lineage and I'm supposed to be king. But if you remember, God told Eliakim, the king, you destroyed the scroll, burned the scroll. Now your children will never be king again. Not only yours, but anyone from the David's family will never be king again. But this Ishmael didn't know this prophecy. This Ishmael says, yeah, I'm the David's son, so I can be king. This Gedaliah was not coming from David's family. So he thought, I am the royal seed. I can be governor or I can be king. And that's what happened. But now Johanan, thinking that I saved these people, and now I am the overseers, or I'm be their captain, or I'll be their leader. And so he said, we are going to go to Egypt. And he is convincing people that if you stay here, we will be killed. God willing, we will see next week, chapter 42 and 43, and you will learn how this Johanan is wrong. And he will be doing the same mistake, just like Gedaliah did. When they said repeatedly, Ishmael is going to kill you, Ishmael is going to kill Israeli people, they did not listen, and that's what the problem came. So sometimes, if somebody tells you, don't do certain things, but you have to listen. If you don't listen, then you get into trouble. Don't listen to the government, don't listen to the leader, don't listen to the pastor, don't listen to husband, or don't listen to wife. Sometimes wives gives you good advice too. So in this chapter we learn Jeremiah was free to go. And I was thinking, all this time of Gedaliah, all these people were killed. Jeremiah was safe. This Ishmael carried all these people and taking them to the Ammonites' place. Jeremiah is not there. What he did, what Ishmael did, all surrounding area people he took. But the Jeremiah is in Anathoth. He's in Benjamin's place. He's enjoying his land. So Jeremiah was not in that group. And nobody said, hey, Jeremiah, where are you? We need some counseling. We need some help. Nobody called on Jeremiah either. So I thought, thank God Jeremiah was safe. Now you will see Jeremiah in the following chapters. So shall we rise? And let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Give us grace. Give us wisdom. Give us your knowledge. Give us your power to understand the right thing. Be with us, O Lord, and sanctify us. We are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have the hedge of protection of the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus is our Savior. He is our healer. He is our doctor. He is our provider. He is always there to take care of us. Protect your people. Supply their needs. Bless them and use them mightily for the glory of God. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Please be seated.